FM. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM. Now, we've had a successful World Cup, back-to-back World Cup victories. But I wondered how it must feel to win one of those two and then be a spectator for the second one, knowing that probably he could have pushed through. Maybe, I don't know. But it's such a great privilege to have him on the show this morning. Ladies and gents, the beast, Tendai Tarawira. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm doing great. And thanks for having me on the show.
So listen, what was it like? I mean, going back to winning in 2019, it feels like just the other day, and to go back and get involved again this time around.
No, it was fantastic. You know, I obviously got a lot of nostalgia, you know, being at the World Cup and remembering, you know, obviously 2019, you know, how special it was, you know, to obviously win that World Cup in Japan. So it was obviously great to be there as an ambassador of the game. I was doing a lot of activities for World Rugby, and I was also doing some work in the suite for some brands like Barclays and Engine, and then, yeah, some podcasts. So, yeah, it was fun to be sidelined, and also the cherry on the cake was seeing the box obviously win back-to-back World Cups.
Now, was there a moment this year when you just thought to yourself, man, it would be great to be back out there on the pitch?
Ah, geez, you know, you obviously have moments, you know, of nostalgia, as I said, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I was so blessed, man. I had an amazing career, you know, accumulating 117 test caps, you know, playing in three World Cups and winning one eventually. So for me, I've got no regrets whatsoever. I'm just proud to see this group of guys, you know, continuing the legacy we started in 2019. It's truly special, you know, and it was Russ's dream to win back-to-back World Cups, and it's like surreal that the boys have achieved that. So
I say the phrase life after rugby very loosely because you're obviously still very involved in the game, but you've got so much going on. Let's start with Roc Nation, and how are you involved with them?
Oh, yes, yeah, Roc Nation, my managing agency. They obviously help promote my brand globally, and it's been obviously a game changer for me to work with people that are like-minded. Obviously, I wanted to reinvent myself when I transitioned into my next chapter, you know, become an iconic entrepreneur, businessman, and also a philanthropist. So they've helped me to pivot. So it's been wonderful to obviously be, you know, still getting a lot of commercial partnerships. You know, I'm involved with various brands and also doing a lot of good work with my foundation, of which had a very successful event where we worked with Roc Nation in Paris, where we raised a lot of money for, obviously, our project. So I'm really, you know, enjoying my next chapter thoroughly and involved in some really, you know, cool stuff.
It's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, part two of our conversation. He's on the line with us, the Beast. I love that. I actually did that pretty well. The Beast is with us this morning. Now, you're a big man with a big heart as well. Tell us about the Beast Foundation.
Yes, yes. So the Beast Foundation, for me, is the greater part of my legacy. You know, it's a vehicle that I created to make an impact all across Africa, amongst the youth, on the platforms of sport, education, and life skills. So we've got various projects that we are ongoing right now. We've got academic scholarships that we give out, so which is you know, which is a game changer to mostly kids that come from underprivileged backgrounds, and send them to the best schools, you know, given the best education and the best chance to succeed. And we also have sports boot camps that we run yearly. We've got a rugby boot camp where we mobilize kids from all over the country to come and be taken care of for 7 days and get life skills. Obviously, rugby is a way we bring people together, but you know, we want to teach them life skills to become iconic leaders of the future. And yeah, and then just recently we've launched an exciting project called Lead Like a Girl, where we want to, you know, empower young girls in the communities, because we believe that, you know, girls suffer, you know, when it comes to, you know, especially you know, some of the social ills that we experience, poverty, you know, gender-based violence, you know, crime. You know, women and girls are always, you know, suffering and obviously getting the bitter end of the stick. So we want to put the girl child on a pedestal. So this project is going to be a game changer, where we're basically creating an alumni of girls that we send to school. We pay for their tuition. We give them mentorship, look at their mental health, and just, you know, help them to become iconic leaders of the future. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, and for me, it's exciting, you know, to be able to change lives, and we want to do it, you know, one kid at a time.
And, of course, you're a businessman who's gotten involved in renewable energy. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with Wetility.
Yeah, so that's another hat that I put on most recently. As I, you know, alluded to earlier, that I'm a serial entrepreneur. And when the opportunity to get into the, you know, the solar energy business came along, actually through Rock Nation, I got very excited, because we know in this time, you know, there's a lot of power issues in South Africa. You know, there's a lot of load shedding. People, you know, have been, you know, affected in a major way. Businesses are not as productive as they used to be, because, you know, they gotta, you know, subject to, you know, the load shedding times and schedules. So, you know, when this opportunity to create something unique, you know, to be a part of the solution, I jumped at it. You know, we launched, the Beast Bundle, you know, which is a game changer, which includes, you know, cutting edge features like solar energy solution, storage, smart diesel control, and surge protection, obviously with Wetility. And so for me, it's all about making an impact and and giving people, solutions that they need in this time.
Beast, thank you so much. It feels weird calling you Beast. I'll be Beauty, you be the Beast. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it, and all the very best. Looking forward to seeing you again sometime soon in Cape Town.
No, thank you for having me. Thanks for the chat.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show continues on Smile 90.4 FM.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.